The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
That song sounded so good, Susan. I haven't heard that song in a while, and man, is that a good tune here on the Q. And it won a Grammy last night. Starboy, The Weeknd. Nice. Well, the album did. There you go. It's 8:46. Danny, Susie, and Paula hanging out with you on a Monday here at the Q. Text us to play along on the First Insurance Group text line or call the show, 419-240-1055. Snow today, this morning, actually, maybe an inch. We got a little light dusting, and we got some light snow going right here in South Toledo. Like I said, high of 31, clear cold tonight, low 13, tomorrow sunny 27. 30 now at the Cumulus Compound, Toledo's Q105. We were talking about fast food earlier and how bad it is for you. Yeah, the French, they're so wacky. Yeah. Brawls broke out in French supermarkets, more than one. The shoppers scrambled to get their hands on discounted jars of that chocolate and hazelnut delicious magical spread called Nutella. You're not a Nutella fan?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it.
Neither have I.
I think we could be missing out, though, Paul.
I don't think we are.
No, you are.
I want to know what it's made of first.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask any questions.
See, that's
just eat it.
I'm having enough problems. I can't have more of them.
Yeah, probably for you, Paul. That wouldn't be good. Chaotic scenes in several supermarkets across the country. And there's video, and I was going to have you post videos, Paul, but I'm overworking you with
the
blog.
We can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
We have four more days.
Here's why they did it. Massive discounts on jars of Nutella, and grown people fighting over Nutella. Why?
Yeah.
They did a promotion, this grocery store chain, and they dropped the price from $5.85 to $1.75.
Wow. Oh, that's quite a discount.
Yeah. In one video posted on Twitter, customers are seen shoving each other and shouting as they try to get as many jars as possible. Cops had to be called because there were fights. The company that produces Nutella is not happy that they did this. We want to clarify that the decision for the special offer was taken unilaterally by the grocery chain. We regret the consequences of this operation, which created confusion and disappointment in the consumers' minds. No, this was great promotion for Nutella.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because people are going to go, hey, if people are willing to fight over it,
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. They ran out of stock like within the hours. So they're out. So don't poo-poo Nutella till you try it.
Well, how do you eat your Nutella?
On toast.
Toast. Okay. Okay.
Any way you like.
Okay.
Crackers.
All right.
Do it that way.
What'd you call me?
Well.
Cracker.
If you have a Super Bowl party, we'll bring the Nutella.
Nutella?
I'll bring a Nutella
snack.
All right. Yep,
there you go.
For sure.
All right, it's Q105. Now, we need a ruling. You know, we're doing this bit where Paul was just doing a household chore.
Yes.
And he threw his back out. He was laid up for the entire day on Sunday. He was in bed, didn't move. And so I thought, okay, what's the wackiest thing that happened to you when you were doing something basic or simple? That was the premise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the listeners have the listeners are calling with great stories, and you're texting great stories, but a lot of them are accidents.
Yeah.
Okay? It was an accident. All right? It wasn't you were willingly participating in something that you wouldn't normally get injured doing, and you got injured, like the dishes. Like this one. I have a couple of stories. When I was 16, I went over a jump on a snowboard and broke my neck. Now, that's an accident.
Yeah, that's you goofing around.
Then the spring literally stepped out of my mom. In that spring, that very same spring, I stepped out of my mom's car and dislocated my knee. Okay, that's more.
That's
even though
closer.
It is an accident, but it's a little closer. Now, here's another one. Last week, I got a Charlie horse in my chin while yawning.
Oh, I think I've done that. I think that's happened to me before. Yeah,
was it during the show? I was so boring, you yawned earlier.
Well, I don't have a lot of oxygen.
Smack you right over there. That's You've done quick. That where you got a you yawned and you got a Charlie horse.
Yeah, you feel something. Yeah, it's weird. It's odd.
Really, you're a different bird.
Oh, you are a different bird, Paul.
Well, you know.
Anyway,
now you see, right, you're glossing over a lot of the story. Unfortunately, you're saying
what
Paul
story?
Did a
Your story?
Chore. Paul did a household chore and he was in bed. I did a household chore. It started to get a little bit better. I lifted a lot of blackjack and poker tables on Saturday night.
Relapsed.
That aggravated it, and then I was in bed. You're missing all that.
Oh,
part.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it didn't. I'm not saying the initial injury was not from the dishes. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Whatever.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Then we're going to find our best friend Doug, and then we're going to give him our best friend hug. Doug, 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 and Doug, and Doug, Doug.
Hello, the Doug.
Hello, Donnie. Welcome back to Toledo.
Yeah, glad to be back. Yeah. Good. I look forward to running into you sometime.
Raul, yeah, well, you just missed me. I dropped something off. Ursula has something up there for you. Anyway, I got
dude, injured. You weren't supposed to do that.
Well, I did it. Okay, just because.
Okay, go ahead.
Week I'm gonna be. Yeah, well, I'll send you a text later on.
All right,
but
go
anyway,
ahead.
I got injured at the doctor's.
Wait. Oh, hold on. You're at the doctor's office. Was it in the waiting room?
No. I was in the whatever you call it.
Examining room.
The examining room, yes.
Okay.
I was having a check. I got a few problems, and they decided they were going to do a lung test for me. So I said, okay, and all you do is you stand up, and you blow into this machine and to find out what your lung capacity is. And I got great lung capacity, so, I mean, I was blowing and blowing, and he was cheering, going, harder, 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 and all of a sudden I started to see lights.
You passed out.
And next thing I know, I went down, and I'm coming to. And there's this little guy who was taking care of me. He was all 1'3" and about 60 pounds.
Sure.
And he's kind of standing over me, screaming. And what happened was, when I blacked out, there was a treadmill there. So as I go down, I actually hit the treadmill, turned the treadmill on, then kind of bounced off, hit my head on a table, hit my head on something else. Then the treadmill took me, twisted me around. So now I'm laying there, and I mean, I'm bleeding from the head, two spots. I can't use my wrist, and my leg is aching. So I wind up, and at that time, Mrs. Doug is working at that particular hospital.
Ha!
So yes,
that's funny.
I text her and I say I'm in ER. Now she's thinking, okay, maybe it's something more serious than what it actually turns out to be. It might have been a little ticker problem that I had, and. She walks in, and here they're stitching my head up. They're sending me to x-rays, and they had stitches in two spots on my head. I had to get x-rays on my leg and my wrist. My wrist was jammed. And
oh,
so
gosh.
Don't ever go to doctors because they're very, very dangerous.
And you're a big boy, too, so when you take a fall.
He's a
that
big
was
dude.
The whole thing. This guy was, like I say, he was 1'3", and he's standing there. He didn't know what to do. There was, and I did. I kind of came to, and I said, so you just stood there. He said, what was I going to do? I wasn't going to try to catch you. I said, thank you.
Unbelievable.
But anyway.
That's a great story, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it just happens anyway. So, yeah, that's over there, and I'll text you and let you know what's going on.
All right, dude, we'll talk to you later.
Toodaloo.
All right, bye-bye. There's the Doug. That was pretty good. He got injured while at the doctor's office. Here's one. I like this one. I obtained a concussion going out to measure snow. That's from Jody. Jody, awesome. I'm going to text you back. I need more information.
Yep, more details, because
that
please.
Info,
it was the middle of a football game.
Well, no, I'm just wondering if she slipped and fell or whatever, and but that would be an accident.
For sure.
Wouldn't that be an accident? Not, you're doing dishes, and you throw your back out, and you're laid up for the entire day like Paul was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. I shattered my kneecap making my bed.
Oh.
You think you banged it like on the baseboard or?
Gotta be.
The footboard. Oh.
Yeah, that one just hurts here and there.
Or the side if you have, oh,
gosh.
Sure
does.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's got to be a walking into the,
or the headboard.
What else could it be?
Ouch.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll get to all these other texts here as we're doing
this. Bang some on the headboards, you sure.
Paul!
What?
Clean it up, dude.
Mm-hmm. Inappropriate.
We already had some texts regarding that we were a little too graphic. Well, the stories were.
We were not.
Well, that was Bill.
Well, I know, but still.
It was Bill.
But mm-hmm. It was a good story, though.
Well, and it kind of works for just doing something that you normally
Bill might be the winner, but if he wins, we'll tell you the story, minus all of his very. I'll grab the call. We'll play it back.
Mm.
I better not.
Not at this time of morning.
This is a little too much over the top.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 8:57. We got a couple of more. We got another hour. All right, so did you hear about the new sitcom that's set in Toledo?
Yep.
Did Kirk get to that on Friday?
I don't think
he did.
No, he didn't?
No, I think we talked about that.
With Kirk?
Yeah, because it was a Toledo and it's TV show. Yeah. And I think that was one thing we did. I could be wrong, though. Don't ask. I
remember he
Well, that's why I'm counting on you guys to remember, not me.
His column was certainly about it, too.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I grabbed the story. I got that one we're going to talk about. And Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes! I've been waiting all morning.
Celebrity Big Brother. We're going to chat about that.
I was so excited, but no, I'm not. But we'll talk about it.
What?
I'm excited about the AP bio. And I'm excited about
that. That's the Toledo sitcom.
I'm excited about XFL football.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure that you are.
No wagering.
All right, and we'll crown our winner,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So
yeah,
don't move more. And you're getting married on Valentine's Day. We'll do it for you for free for the most part. You got to pay for your, you know,
license,
whatever. We'll give you all that information. Or text the word arrow to 419-240-1055. More to come. Final hour next, Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And you'll